Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Geek Parent, connecting modern parenting and today's nerdy generation.
Break it down one time.
And he's up there and he's in the zone.
We educate and entertain parents through board games, video games, tech discoveries, and STEM education. Inspiring a new generation starts now.
Welcome to the Geek Parent Radio. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostetler. We'll be with you for the next 30 minutes to discuss some of today's tech gadgets, games, education, discoveries, and parenting in the digital age.
And tonight on the Geek Parent Talk Show, we are going to focus on summer blockbusters, both movies and games. Now, I know that we had mentioned movies for the most part, but we are going to discuss some games. And just to give you a heads up, Josh and I are huge movie and game fanatics, so our list can get pretty darn long. That said, we are going to touch on a few blockbusters that we think are worth looking into or that we ourselves are very excited to play or to watch. Exactly, or we've have seen. I know that there will be some that we don't mention, but it doesn't mean that it's not geeky enough to make our list. It simply means we just don't have enough time to get some of those in. And if we didn't mention it, feel free to hop on over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/thegeekparent and get the conversation rolling about your most anticipated movie or video game. So to start it off, Josh, I'm going to let you go ahead and talk about some of the movies that you're looking forward to, because I could go on and on with what we're looking forward to in the summer.
Well, some of the top, I guess, movies that I'm looking forward to, the number one movie, which I've already seen, it's been out for a couple weeks now, well, almost a month now, and that's Marvel's Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. I believe you have seen that too, haven't you, Kat?
I certainly did.
And that's that was an excellent movie. Some of the other ones, one of the ones that just came out, that I haven't got a chance to see it yet. We don't get to go to the movies that often. We usually buy a bunch. And it's Mad Max Fury Road. And for any of you who are the old Mad Max fans, this is kind of, they're trying to, I guess, reboot it. There's going to be a game coming out too. And this one looks, it looks good. I've heard it's good. I've heard it's a little bit of a change. So that's another one that comes out. Or that was out 5/15. Some of these others, let's see, we'll go on to the next one. I'm kind of going on these by list of when they come out. I got a lot of these from another website where you can do previews and whatnot. You can find them anywhere online, but the one that came out last weekend maybe, Poltergeist. That's another reboot, and I love the original Poltergeist. So, and I believe there was maybe one or two sequels. I don't quite remember. I remember one on a high rise in a skyscraper that was pretty cool. So we got Poltergeist, and that came out on the 22nd of May. And I think you went and saw that one, didn't you?
I did. Actually, it was my son's 15th birthday yesterday, and he wanted to go see a movie. Just him and I went. My husband had to work, so it was just my son and I, which was great. But the thing is, I never in the 23 years that I have been married to my husband, I've never gone to see a horror movie or a thriller movie or anything like that kind with my husband. I hate those type of movies. I just don't like them. So we had this understanding that when we got married that he will never ask me to go see those. And
I think I had the same agreement with my wife.
Did you? Yeah. See, I just can't. I can't get myself into that, and I get very scared. You know, my husband was deployed a lot, you know, and I just kind of cringed a lot with that stuff. But my son was just like, please, you know, Mom, let's go to the movies. You know, that's what I want. So I was like, oh my goodness, the things you do as a mother, really.
Now the plea of a son.
I went, and my husband was just, his jaw dropped to the floor. Like, you've got to be kidding me. You went to see this movie. And now, like you said, like the original, I enjoyed. And I think it was because it was original. You know, when you see something and it's redone, it's a little bit different because you remember it. And Poltergeist came out when I was younger, too.
Yeah.
So it was probably one of those things that make you nostalgic when you watch them. And
yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So it had different. I had a different take on it when I saw it yesterday. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. But it did. And I'm not going to give. I'm not going to give any spoilers here. It did give a twist onto our day and age. So it had.
Okay.
Yeah, it was very much. Had to do with electronics and computers and the technology that we have now. So they really did advance it for this type of, like my son's audience, you know, his age. And it is PG-13, so if you're a parent out there and you're wondering, my goodness, this woman took her 15-year-old son, it's PG-13, and it was really not that bad. Of course, I'm saying this, and I had my head, like, you know, in my son's shoulder most of the time.
Well, that's PG-13, not PG Cat, so.
Yeah, there you go. That's a new rating, PG Cat. But I think you had some more on the list, too, that I was looking forward to.
I do. There is Tomorrowland, which came out on the same day as Poltergeist, and this one is one, I'm kind of selective in my movies, which is probably one of the reasons why I don't go as much. And it looks kind of cool.
If
for any of you who don't know, it's kind of a take on Disney's Tomorrowland. And I've never seen it, so I'm not giving any spoilers away because you can see all this in previews, but it's basically like this group of scientists create this utopia of advanced civilization or something. So it's pretty cool.
It does. It looks really cool.
Yeah, it does. I like some of the previews where the girl's like picking up this pen, and the pen evidently just it allows you to see Tomorrowland, but it doesn't transport you there, and she doesn't realize that. So she's like walking, and she ends up bumping her head on something in the real world, and then she kind of drops the pen and snaps out of it. So
Josh, is that kind of an omen with the way that our kids' generation is? Like they just walk and text, and then they end up realizing they bumped their head.
Yes, it is. It definitely is. They need some of those glasses they used to have back in the day where you could see behind you, except, you know, they can, when you look down, it shines out in front of them or something.
Right.
And then we're getting into movies that are coming out this summer. So, you know, beginning of June and up until August, and I'm going to kind of go through these a little quickly because they're a lot of you probably seen them on TV. You have Insidious, and that's Chapter 3, and I believe this one kind of explains how everything got started. I've seen one of them. I love horror movies. I actually, at one point in my life, growing up, I actually wanted to be a director of horror movies. And kind of take it back to the old classic where it really made you think about it. And because the slasher flicks, I felt they weren't really scary because they just over-dramatized the blood and guts and everything else. And the more you get somebody to think about what's happening and to get their imagination working, you can't be scarier than imagination. You cannot. So Insidious, I don't get to watch as many horror movies as I used to. My wife they freak her out. So occasionally I'm right there
with her. Well, you know what? you and CJ, go ahead and head out to the horror movies. Your wife and I'll just go shopping. All right.
That's fine. Hey, she loved that one. So that we're good. That one is June 5th, guys. So June 5th, if you're looking for that one. And then we have, I believe this is the summer of reboots. I think I saw a meme or something that, you know, is this 2015 or 95 or 1995 or something like that. we have Jurassic World. This is a, I guess, kind of a soft reboot of Jurassic Park, Steven Spielberg's fame, Jurassic Park. And they're trying, it's bringing it into the current times, trying, you know, with all the technology and everything. And it looks very cool. It's one of those that
right.
might be worth a theater visit. And that is June 12th. And then the next one is Inside, and I believe that is a Pixar one, isn't it? Do you know, Kat?
I don't know, but it looks like it is because, you know, the way that they tend
yes.
to use their characters.
It is a Pixar. And that
nice.
Is a cartoon, and I believe it's somebody, they're in, it's basically like a... your inside voices, they're saying these people, I believe what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is Herman's Head. So, but that's Pixar one that I'm sure your kids would love. And then this is the one that my children and my wife and honestly me, we're all looking forward to. And that is Minions. Minions have their
oh,
own
yeah.
movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe that's kind of the it looks like it's how the Minions started out. Very cute movie. Minions seems to be the thing for the last maybe year and a half or so. My son wants his room painted in Minion colors. So.
Oh, really?
And we're probably going to do it.
There you go. You might as well. You know, you're only young once.
Yep, and we have a rule on paint. You know. And we'll paint your room whatever color you want, but you got to keep it for 5 years. So.
Oh, boy. That'd be hard for me. I change my mind very quickly.
And that comes out on July 10th. And the next one, this seems to be the summer of Marvel. Marvel's Ant-Man. They have seemed to have success with Guardians of the Galaxy and reaching out to some of those lesser-known superheroes, so they're trying to capitalize on that, and they have Ant-Man coming out, and if you haven't seen the previews for it, I think it looks pretty good. I think it has potential.
I think
one
so
of those
too.
You can't pass it by. It's definitely one of those that might be a contender this summer.
I
that's
think
out
so
on
too.
July 17th.
17th.
It looks pretty
yeah.
cool.
You know, and it just was released that Stan Lee is now officially the highest grossing movie producer of all time at the domestic box offices.
Really?
And it certainly has. And I just, of course, while most people might have expected, you know, names like Steven Spielberg or George Lucas or Michael Bay even, things like that, it has been proven now. They just did this article and this study that Stan Lee is now the highest grossing movie producer of all time. And it's unbelievable because it goes to show that everybody loves their superheroes, you know?
Yes, they do. And it's kind of turning some of those lesser known superheroes and kind of bringing them into the forefront. And
mm-hmm.
with the graphics nowadays, it's really kind of, I know Age of Ultron, thinking back of how the Incredible Hulk, how he looked in some of the other ones, and compared to how he looks in Age of Ultron, it just looks, it looks really cool what they can do, and it did not really look fake at all. So it's pretty
That's
cool.
That's right.
And then I believe I've heard that this is something that somebody's looking pretty forward to watching, and that's Pixels.
Yes.
And why don't you tell us about that one, Kat?
You know, if you're a video game fanatic or if you're an old school video game fanatic, I think this is something that you might enjoy. And even if you're not really, you know, you look at it and you're kind of like, that looks kind of lame, I think your kids might enjoy it. And it might be a great opportunity for you to sit down and, you know, get to know your kids on what they like and how you were when you played video games as before you were parents. Because who can resist Pac-Man, Donkey Kong, Q-Bert? I mean, you have, you know, Mario. You have all the wonderful old school characters, video game characters in this movie, and I absolutely love Adam Sandler. So I'm a big Adam Sandler fan, and I like a lot of the actors that he reuses, his friends in movies as well. So I'm looking forward to this because it allows me to sit down and talk with my kids about, you know, the days when I used to sit and play video games and how they used to look pixely. And you know, and that's something that you can start your bond with as far as your kids. And if you're into just now one of those geek parents who are listening to us or reading our articles because you want to start to understand more along the lines of what your kids are into, this is a great opportunity to take that initiative and bond. You know, talk to them about the video games, and then they'll start to ask questions. And then, you know, and so the movie is basically about, you know, like the Atari games we used to play when we were younger, and they come from outer space. Now, I think the whole object of it was that we sent out a signal, but they heard a lot of this video game stuff that everybody was getting into, and they took it the wrong way. So they brought down, you know, aliens that kind of that were something that we could relate to, and
yeah.
They, you know, they start to attack us, and we've got to find a way to defend ourselves. But I don't know, Josh. I wouldn't want to defend myself against these. I'd want to join them.
You want to get chomped by Pac-Man or?
No, I would actually, you know, want to be on his team.
I think
they
turned
Josh.
All the good guys into bad guys, though.
Donkey Kong, who can resist that? Those muscles, man.
You just want to be the little princess that he climbed up the building with, and
I do. I really do. I just love. I love those games. I love that time era. You know, it was a reflection of our innocence as we were younger, and just now, and just getting into technology and the awe-inspiring, you know, array of it. And I think Pixels is a great opportunity for parents to watch with their kids. And plus, you know, it's a good family fun movie.
Yeah, yeah. And that comes out July 24th. And if anybody wants to watch some more trailers, I'm sure you can find those anywhere online. We can give you where we saw them at. So, take a look, see what you think. Next movie up, this is at the end of July, July 31st, and that is, I may be the fourth one, I'm not quite positive, but it's Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the fourth one, I'm not positive, but it looks pretty good. Of course, Tom Cruise is back. And it looks like a fun ride. I'm not sure if I'll make it to the theaters to see that one, but it's definitely one that will come in my collection.
Right.
And then the next one is a talked about quite a bit. I've seen back and forth the people happy about it, people upset, and they really changed it up, and I'm okay with that. This one is Fantastic Four. Yes, another reboot. It's a summer of reboots, evidently. But that's okay. The new little spin on this Fantastic Four, kind of updating it for our era, and really kind of, you know, space isn't the final frontier anymore. And so they've updated this one so that it's not necessarily space, but a type of travel that has caused all their problems. So,
mm-hmm.
Looks pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that one. And that comes out on August 7th. And the next one is not really in your, geek genre, if you will. But I honestly am looking forward to this. I think it looks like it has the potential to be a cool movie. It's a documentary, sort of. But it is straight out of Compton, and it is basically the rise of NWA. And if you haven't seen the previews, it looks kind of cool. I have to admit, it reminds me of the old, you know, 90s it reminds me of high school and, you know, elementary school and not really elementary school, I guess, middle school. So it looks like a school. So those are some of the top movies that I have for this summer. Kat, are there any others that I missed that you're looking forward to?
No, I think you pretty much hit the head on most of them, and I'm right there with you with all of those as well. And the one that I am absolutely looking forward to is releasing December 18th, 2015.
Oh, yes.
And Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. If you are a Star Wars fanatic, then this is a must-see movie. I am actually... No lie, my whole entire family, me, my two sons, my daughter, and my husband are all going to cosplay Star Wars to this movie on the opening night. And we are so excited to do this because Star Wars is just our all-time favorite of any geek genre out there. And of course, I love Star Wars. I love my Mass Effect and everything like that. But when we're talking movies versus video games, Star Wars tops it. And if again, we will go ahead and put the trailer on our Facebook if you want to take a look at that. But I'm sure if you're a geek, you've probably already seen this trailer. And it looks so good. And the music, the costumes, the everything, Josh, I can't even get... This is probably my all-time favorite one that I'm waiting for this year, and I can't wait. I just cannot wait for this. I don't know. What do you think?
I can't wait. I've read a couple articles about it. I believe there was one in Entertainment, and J.J. Abrams had actually initially turned it down because he didn't. He loves the movie so much that he wasn't sure that he would do it justice, and he actually had somebody that talked him into it. And
wow.
I think he's a better fit for Star Wars than he is Star Trek. I like the Star Treks. I'm a Star Trek fanatic.
Right.
And I love Star Wars, too. And I have no problem with J.J.'s reboots of Star Trek, but I think he's a better suited to Star Wars. And he's kind of getting, you know, he's using CGI where it needs to be, but not everywhere. And that's kind of where I think George Lucas fell out in 1, 2, and 3 is, he just made CGI everything. I can do it. Let's do it.
Right.
I can do it. And
yep.
It, plus and minuses, you know, I guess. So.
Right.
Very, super excited to go see that one.
Yep, me too. And you're right, the plus and minuses for it. But I think with Star Wars, there's always going to be those plus and minuses, I think, because of the way that we use our imaginations. But I think it's just the whole storyline is just fantastic, and the fact that it's been around since, you know, our parents were younger, you know, that just tells something about the fan base with Star Wars. So Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens, December 18th, 2015. We will put pictures up on our Facebook of my family cosplaying to Star Wars Episode 7, so that you can all embrace the wonderful joy of Star Wars. I have to agree with you. This one's going to be big.
Yeah,
well, if you have some other movies that we haven't covered, please hop on over to facebook.com/thegeekparent and then let us know about some of the movies. Maybe we haven't heard of them yet. We would love to. And then there's a couple of the Blockbuster games we want to discuss, Josh, before we head out here. What do you want to throw out for them?
So some of the games that are kind of come out, and we all, you know, love our games. And even though it's summer, and, you know, a lot of us are outside. There's still plenty of days where it's either too hot or too raining. So some of the games that come out either have come out or are coming out. First one is an expansion. It's the Destiny Expansion 2, House of Wolves. That one is out, and I'm actually currently playing it, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. I went through the wolves, and you don't have a raid like you do on the first two. You know, you don't Vault of Glass and Crota, but this is, it has a different kind of twist on it, and I'll let you get into it and play it yourselves, and you tell us what you think. Another game that just came out, and it's for Xbox One, PS4, and PC, is Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, and it's the third one, and it looks pretty cool. I actually would like to pick up this one.
Right.
It might be one of those fall ones that I pick up.
Oh, Witcher 3 has such good, has good gameplay, yeah.
Yeah, and they really kind of changed this new, the latest one up. So there's like no load screens.
Right.
They have done it to where as you go in and you're going into a section, it basically loads around you. So it looks pretty cool. The one game that I am, this is the one I've been waiting for like a year or two now, and that is Batman Arkham Knight. And it's on the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. June 23rd is when that one's coming out, and that is the third one in the Batman franchise. You have Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and Arkham Knight, and there's one more, I believe. I forget what it was called now. Batman Origins, I think. I'm really looking forward to this one. Bigger open world. They have the Batmobile. They have Nightwing and Robin, and very, very cool. I love the Batman franchise of the new movies. So that one's out June 23rd. Then you have Final Fantasy 15, Heaven's Sword. And
nice.
It's any of the Final Fantasies. I know you've played a couple of them. I haven't played them in a while, but it looks very cool, and I know it's a highly talked about one. And this one is a slight change-up. It's Rory McIlroy PGA Tour, so it's a PGA Tour franchise. They have done away with Tiger Woods, and this was a game that me and my friends actually played days and days and days in my early 20s. And I might have to, well, I can't pick it up until I get an Xbox One. But it's available on Xbox One and PS4, and that comes out July 14th.
Nice. A really great lineup that we have this year for both video games and movies. A lot of the movies, like you said, are remakes, but I think they'll do a lot better in our generation, or in this generation, than previous, because we have the technology. Another game I want to kind of touch base on before we wrap it up here is Cyberpunk 2077. I don't know if, Josh, you've ever read this or ever played the tabletop game. It's more like a steampunk type base, but it's futuristic. And you know, it was a tabletop role playing game, but you can play it now on the PC coming up, and it's Cyberpunk 2077. I would highly recommend looking that one up. That one looks really cool if you're into futuristic, and I am.
I'll check that out.
Definitely. And I think that's about it from the Geek Parent Radio. Time just goes by way, way too fast. So just head on over to thegeekparent.com or our Facebook, facebook.com/thegeekparent. I'm Kat Mahoney.
And I'm Josh Hostellers. See you next week at our new Geek Time, but same Geek Channel.